This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers over in Hastings. So hello to everyone out there and hello to the fabulous Henrietta.
Hello.
Welcome back. So today we're going to talk all about Mental Health Awareness Week. Had you noticed that it's Mental Health Awareness Week? Maybe, maybe not. But we're going to talk all about the fabulous stuff that is Mental Health Awareness Week, give you a bit of heads up about what it's about, how long it's been around, and some of the cool stuff that's on this week, and try and let you know some of the things that are happening, see if you can catch up with any of them. But before I do all that, I want to give you a heads up about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupo, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
So we have lots of different things going on at Progress to Health at the moment. So obviously our office has moved from 19 Hood Street and we're now located at 18 Ross Trevor Street and down the river end. So you kind of go down Victoria Street and you go past London Street and then you get to Ross Trevor Street and you turn down there towards the river and we're number 18 and we're downstairs. So it's nice and easy to be able to find us. So don't stress if you missed any of those contact details in the ad and you're thinking Progress to Health might sound like something that would be helpful for yourself or someone you know. I do play the ad again at the very end of the show. So boy, we're listening to Hens and I talk about Mental Health Awareness Week and the fabulous theme of explore your way to wellbeing. Grab a pen and paper and then at the end of the show, be able to write it all down. Okay, so Hens, Mental Health Awareness Week. I know you and I are quite excited, and the sheer amount of pieces of paper that are all over the studio desk, I'm quite impressed about all the different things that are coming up that are going on. So as I said, explore your way to well-being. Mm. It sounds fantastic. I'm not going to attempt to butcher the te reo because I try, but I'm not very good.
So whaia te ara hauora whiti ora.
Fantastic. So it's quite an interesting different one because I know that because Henry and I were just talking about how long Mental Health Awareness Week has been going on for, and actually we don't know exactly. I know it's been going for at least 12 years, because that's how long I've been involved on and off with Mental Health Awareness Week itself in New Zealand. So I know it's at least that long, if not way longer. So at some point, between this time and next time next year, I'll actually have found that answer out. My quick Google search did not give me an answer. But so this year's theme is really interesting because it's all about having a week of opportunity for you to explore the experiences, actions, relationships, and surroundings that make you feel good and uplift your well-being. So how cool does that sound? Like, sounds like something I could totally get behind.
Yeah, totally, I feel that. Actually, you know, I encourage all of our whānau out there to actually get out and get involved. I really love this time of the year, and I really love this week because I mean, having been in the industry only 4 years myself, just watching how much it's growing out in the community, and I really enjoy seeing the community come together, pull together to really support our whānau, everybody else's whānau out there that's going through some kind of distress, and even to help try and lessen the impact of mental health that goes on and, you know, in everyday life. I really love that. But yeah, and I mean, some of the stuff that's going out in the community is really cool, like just people getting out and about and amongst nature. And,
some really, really awesome stuff going on, which we'll get into in just a second. But it's kind of like that whole idea of kind of thinking about what is it we can do to uplift our well-being. And that, of course, as I always talk about, is all individual, right? It's totally about what would uplift you. So I know in the past I've talked about Te Whare Tapawhā. So if you've heard any of my shows where we're talking about Te Whare Tapawhā, you'll know kind of that sort of idea, like the looking at the holistic side of you. And I know on the Mental Health Awareness Week website, which is literally just, if you type into the address bar mhaw.nz, it will miraculously take you to www.mhaw.nz, which is the Mental Health Awareness Week website for this year. And I think it just gets updated every year, so it's the new one, so it's really cool. But on there, they actually have a whole lot of stuff about Te Whare Tapawhā. So there's a whole lot of stuff, like little ideas about how we can connect to the different parts of our well-being and things that might uplift us. So, Hens, I know you had a really awesome look at and you got a whole bunch of stuff off the website. So whereabouts did you look on the mhaw.nz website to find all the awesome stuff about Te Whare Tapawhā?
So when you look onto, when you're on the website, you hit explore, and then that little tab will then prompt you with a couple of other stuff as well, and Te Whare Tapawhā is right at the top. So really, you know, big ups to Dr. Mason Jury for creating Te Whare Tapawhā. This is something where we don't even realise as people that we just naturally connect to this, and we naturally just grow up with this as well. I know for myself, being a Māori wahine myself and growing up in a Māori home, we practice a lot of this stuff. And so one way to connecting with your well-being is whenua. So you know, you could do that on Monday and touching base with the whenua. If you're a gardener like me, I love gardening and just plodding around, hanging out with the birds and the bees.
Now, just so you know, the reason Henrietta said about Monday, because I know it's Thursday already, and you're like, but it's not Monday, and maybe if I want to collect my land, it's because I kind of did her head in a little bit, because on the website, so you go to the menu button, like the three little lines, and you click on it, and then it goes to explore, and then you find the Te Whare Tapawhā link, and there's a whole bunch of stuff, and you just keep going down and going down. There's more and there's more and there's more links, and they've got each one. So there's whenua. I'm not going to say the Māori names correctly, I apologise. So there's land, so the connection to the land, there's your mental and emotional well-being, there's your spiritual well-being, your physical well-being, your social or whānau well-being, and am I missing one? I think there's that five. Right, okay, so there's all of those. But in the website, they've actually listed them for the 5 days of this week, because we're doing Mental Health Awareness Week. So on Monday, they've done whenua. So they've done how do you connect to the land. And like, he's like, we're just doing whatever order we want. I'm like, I can't do that. Please don't do that to my brain. Because part of my uplift and part of my well-being is things that have an order are done in order. And so Hens has actually had to learn to live with that while we're in here. So it's been great. So yeah, so Monday, like if you can jump back in time, Monday was connecting to the land and connecting to whenua, and that gives them a bunch of different ideas.
And then there's Tuesday.
Tuesday. So Tuesday is Taha Hirinaro.
Yep. So that is our
mental and emotional well-being. It's fantastic. So it's like it's all those things in the past that we've ever talked about. So you've probably heard me wax lyrical about it lots. But if you want some more ideas, definitely look on the mhaw.nz website. Wednesday is?
So for Wednesday, there is, they've got on there Taha Tinana. So that's your physical well-being. That's exercising. Hey, you know, if you're not an exerciser, you can just go out and take a hikoi for 30 minutes. That's all they suggest.
Yeah.
Something small like that. Doesn't need to be massive.
Yeah. And Thursday, so today is all about family and social well-being. So that's Taha Whanau. So it doesn't have to be big stuff. And if you don't have a big social group or really close relationship with your friends or your family, think about what are some social connections you can create.
Mm.
And it's about exploring your well-being through your whanau, through your social life, through your social connections. And so is it someone you haven't talked to in a while? Is there a social club you want to take part in? Is it going to the library and actually just saying hi to the librarian or listening to someone else talk about their life? Is it volunteering somewhere and actually being part of someone else's life? Because sometimes social can be a really big thing that can be a bit hard, right?
Yeah.
And it can be something that's missing and we really miss it and we want it and it can be quite upsetting, right, with us not having what we want in the social side. But it's about finding what is there that uplifts us,
yeah,
our well-being and looks after us.
I really love the whānau aspect too because, I mean, whānau is what you make it.
Yes.
I have my dearest friend who I've been mates with for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
She's whānau, and people hear how we talk to each other. They look at us like, you're just friends. It's like, no, we're whānau.
No, we're whānau.
We're family.
Yeah, found family.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's one of the things that, like, I mean, even sort of 15 years ago, the whole idea of urban family was a term that used to be talked about.
Mm.
And it was literally the idea of people moving from rural areas to urban areas. And they are no longer near their family unit, but they create friends such that are such a high connection that they are family.
Yeah.
And now it's talked about found family is the new saying.
Yeah.
But it's like it's the people who are important to you and that you choose them as family, chosen family. And so it's exploring that connection, exploring what that looks like for you. Because that's also is like if that level of connection with people isn't what you're looking for, then that's fine. It's about exploring you and what brings it up for you.
Yeah.
So I know I had a conversation with someone and he had one friend and he didn't understand the concept of having more than one friend.
Mm.
And that was all he needed. And I'm like, that's great. That's all. If that makes your life happy, that's what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what all this week is all about. So today is about family, whānau, friends, whatever that looks like for you. So what's tomorrow look like?
So Friday, our pōpō is actually known as Taha Wairoa. So that's fueling your soul. Give your soul something great.
Yes.
Something feel good.
Yep.
So for me, I just love I love the smell of freshly cut grass.
Oh, nice.
You know, that brings me back to feeling free when you're a kid, just feeling invincible and doing whatever you want to do. So, and it also reminds me of my dad doing a mean job keeping the house clean. So big ups to my dad and all the other dads out there.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel at peace.
Yeah.
You know, just that smell and being out on a fine day and just...
Yeah.
Freshly cut grass.
I know. No, that's perfect. But that's the thing. That's how easy it can be. It's like finding the thing that like feeds your spirit, that makes you feel light and like enlightened and like uplifted. It's like, and looking at the different ways that you do that in different times of the year. Because sometimes like summer, that's totally the smell of fresh mown grass and the sun, the smell of the sun on things, like things that are sun drenched.
Yeah.
Like that's for me, that's the real thing. Like there's a certain smell to that, which you don't get in winter. Like even if it is sunny day, you don't, like the sun isn't that hot. It's not that thing, but it's like finding the things that work for you. And the thing that I really like about on the website with kind of exploring the Te Whare Tapawha is part of it is these are reflections.
Yeah.
So it's like it's actually got a page that's got little segments, and so it's got like what does Taha Hinanaro or whichever the different area it is mean to you? What activities did you try out today?
Yeah.
What made you feel good? What didn't work for you? Because sometimes that's the reflection. I was like, oh, I tried this, not going to do that again. I'd like to do more of. And how did you feel about spending today exploring whichever area it was. Place an emoji sticker here so you can remember how it made you feel. Or draw a picture. I don't have any emoji stickers. That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I think this self-reflection tool is really important for our whānau out there,
yeah,
too. You know, it's about that identity. Kōwaiʻo, yeah, you know, you, yeah, hear that everywhere, kōwaiʻo, yeah, but it's really important,
yeah,
because there is a sense of, you know, people out there that they feel like they've lost themselves.
Yeah.
So this sort of stuff helps to regain that sense of identity and
Sense of self and sense of like who you are and what makes you tick and what makes you happy. Because everything I always talk about on the radio is like what makes us life better, what makes us support us to get to the point where we're living a life we love, because that's my goal in life, is for me and for everyone I come in contact with to get to that point. But enough about that. So what I want to do now is we've got a whole bunch of things that are on this week. So a lot of them have already passed. So there was some awesome stuff on Huntly. Shout out to Hine and all the team at the Western Community Hub. They had a Kai Day and it sounded really good. And there was some hand building clay stuff in Hamilton. But we're going to talk about stuff that's going from today and tomorrow. So one of the things in Hamilton is that there's a really awesome art exhibition on, and it started this Monday, and it's at Sands Gallery. So that's SANDZ Gallery, and that's at 6 Kent Street. And it's open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there's an amazing, amazing gallery showing of Lead Balloon Awareness Month.
Whoa.
And it's a Waikato artist, Jo Robinson, presents illustrations from the trenches of suicidal depression. So she literally did a whole lot of artwork to uplift herself out of depression and out of suicidal thinking. And so this is the artwork. And so I just think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to go. I haven't got a chance yet, so I'm hoping to go tomorrow night. So yeah, well, actually maybe tomorrow day, since it's only open to 3 really p.m. Good. So yeah. But so what are some of the stuff that you know about, Hens?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're lucky enough to be out and about in Hamilton, and if you're driving past, if you've been driving past Garden Place down there and you're wondering what's all the commotion going on at Garden Place, well, no, you probably see Progress to Health down there, and you'll probably see a whole lot of other organisations down there. So we're out there celebrating Mental Health Awareness Week. Come along. We're here till 2 o'clock. They're there till 2 o'clock. And you're lucky enough to maybe pick up a spot prize and learn a little bit more about yourself too while you're out there.
Yeah.
And about the organisations that are out there to actually support you too.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of different organisations all getting together in Garden Place, and everything is around exploring your wellbeing. So I'm pretty sure what we're doing is we've got some big sand gardens for you to like rake some shapes in. So it's like a kind of an oversized Zen garden. So we'll see how well that worked out. Like, I haven't had a chance to get down there yet, so I don't know quite how they managed it, but yeah, and there's a bunch of different things, but come down to Garden Place and have a look and see what's on. Also, I know, you've got some other stuff in Hamilton, eh?
Yeah, so Your Way Wellbeing, the whānau down there are holding a interactive hands-on workshop, and that's exploring and learning a little bit more about your hauora and te whare tapa whā. So they are holding that workshop on Saturday.
Yep.
At 10 o'clock, and that goes from 10 till 2 at Nomai Level 1. That's 36 Bryce Street. So if you've got nothing to do
Saturday
and you want to learn something,
go ahead.
Come along.
Awesome. And also this Friday, so tomorrow, 27th of September, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Fridays, there's a koha entry to the second birthday fundraiser sports party at The Peak, which is out in, so it's www.thepeak, so thepeak.co.nz. So it's part of Rototuna High School. So it's going to be fun for the whole school. So it's going to be at 6 p.m. they got social netball and basketball games, and 7 p.m. they got social volleyball and futsal games. Now, I'm not actually sure what futsal is, but I know it's a sport and I know it's quite fun. So no need for teams, just rock on up and get, so they've got it here, so I'll say this correctly, and get ya sporty happening. But all proceeds from the koha entry go to Mental Health Awareness Week. And so it's like some really good fun out in Rototuna.
I just want to touch base as well in regards to the Your Way Wellbeing whānau down there, that interactive workshop. It is $12.50 per ticket. per ticket. And all the proceeds that come from that will be donated to the Mental Health Foundation as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's really cool. And I know we've got a couple of things down for our Otago listeners. So depending on what time, not even sure what day you guys listen. But so I know this is going out from Thursday. So Thursday is physical. So it's part of the John McGlashan College. So they're talking about prioritizing your well-being. And so they've got Mental Health Awareness Week, 23rd to the 27th of September. They've got lunchtime activities. So every day at lunchtime, they've got a different thing going on. So Monday was emotional, chill time in the library, mindfulness, reading, and live acoustic music. Tuesday was emotional, connections, fun, and laughter, theatre sports demo in the library. I think the library is always the place to be. Always was when I was at school. Wednesday was perfect wellness corner. Meet the prefects at the chapel for activities. Thursday, physical. Students and staff long ball on the field or dodgeball in the gym if it's wet. I like the planning. Mm-hmm. Friday, social. Bake sale. All proceeds go to support the Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust outside the food tech room. So if you're down in Wellington and you're near the John McGlashan College, or actually just if you're part of the college, that's something you can do. And that's obviously got some sponsorship from the Mental Health Foundation, Surviving or Thriving, Explore Your Way to Wellbeing, and Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust.
Cool. That sounds cool.
There's something about the art gallery down there,
is it? Yeah, so our whānau down in Otago, they are holding free arts and craft sessions throughout the week. So if you're lucky to go along from Monday right through to Wednesday, they look like some really rad stuff going on down there. On Thursday, so today, mm-hmm. we've got the creative writing. That's from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. today. And then there's the singing group, which is tomorrow. And that goes from 11 a.m. to 12. No bookings are required. You just can go along, and mm-hmm. and if you need any more information, that'll be at the Art Centre's Facebook page.
Awesome. But that's pretty much all that we have time for today. So I think we've got time for a minute of kōrero after our normal session. I'm not going to cut short our support lines, because every single session, every single show we do, I always put the support lines in, because it doesn't matter what's going on in life. Yeah. Things can be good, things can be bad. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to. We need to be able to have a bit of a kōrero. We need someone to actually listen. And sometimes we don't have that right now. Or sometimes it's 2 a.m. and no one is actually answering their phones. So this is a way to actually get some numbers, find some connections. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team. They're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Important.
So hopefully you grabbed all those. Don't stress if you missed any of those. You can come back on Free FM next Thursday at 12 noon to listen to the Fighting Stigma show again. So Free FM 89.0, independent community media, Thursday at 12 noon, or you could listen to us on any of our podcasts. So podcasts through accessradio.org, Apple Podcasts. You can go to the freefm.org.nz website and you can listen to us live streaming. You can try TuneIn, or you can, if you've got an Amazon Echo device, you can actually use the Free FM 89 Alexa skill and then listen to us live. So that's really cool. But if you, one of the things that Hans pointed out, which is really good because I missed, there is a workplace challenge for Mental Health Awareness Week this week. So you could explore your way to well-being as a workplace and be in to win a morning tea with up to $250 for you and your team.
Do it.
So the entries close 5 p.m. Friday, the 4th of October. So that's several weeks away. So the winning workplace will be notified by email on and before the 11th of October. So if you go to, that's all part of the MHAW.nz website, and you can just look up workplace challenge and have a look and see what it is. So there's a whole lot of stuff about like draw, so actions, activities, experiences that help uplift, and what are you doing as a ropu, as a team. So it's a really cool idea, but that's all we have time for, and it's been so fabulous to share all the really awesome stuff that's going on this week. I'm hoping in a week or two we're going to have someone fabulous that we know come in and talk about her journey to well-being and talking about how
exciting,
how yoga has made a real difference and how she's making a difference for other people now. So I'm really looking forward to that. But again, thank you, Hans, for joining us.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, being us here. So yeah, so from us all here, take care.
Pai tora.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.